When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're going to want to get the SportsGrid app on iOS or Android in the Play Store. It's free. It's unbelievable. You can watch the network on there. It's got the TV side. You can listen to the network. It's got the radio side. It's got it all. In-game odds, videos, highlights. Follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. The SportsGrid app is phenomenal and free. Get it today. Download it in the App Store. You're going to be loving life. Hey, did you know we're streaming on X, including right this very second? It's on always, every day, every week, all month, all year. On X at SportsGrid-Live. Check it out. I think you'll dig it. Let's not forget that you can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcasts every day, Monday through Friday, both shows on Apple, iTunes, or wherever you download podcasts. Let's look at the lineup tonight on SportsGrid TV. At 6, it's Front Office Sports Today. At 6:30, it's Game Time Decisions with the Kevin Walsh. At 8, it's the original OG In-Game Live with Scott Wetzel and our friend Joe Madden out in Calgary. At 10, it's Sports Rage. Tonight, again, with Cam Stewart, the Prime Minister, and the old blue liner, George Kurtz. And on Sports Grid Radio at 8, it's The Institution, Carver and Lisi. All that tonight on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. We're into the coup de grace hour here, the final hour of love on a misery Monday. I'm Pharrell, along with Carver High. We're in New York City. Good to have you with us. Spider to be on Sports Grid. Hey, let's wrap up all the talk about baseball, the home run derby, and everything that's going on tonight and tomorrow in Atlanta.
Yeah, it certainly is. I guess you could say the main attraction tonight in the sports world would be the home run derby in Atlanta, the MLB All-Star break, and we have 8 competitors here for you tonight. Now, I should first tell you, over the weekend, Ronald Acuna Jr. out, Scotty. He gets replaced by Braves teammate Matt Olson. So Acuna's been a little banged up lately. He wants to play in the game, and he's going to tomorrow night, but did not feel like he should participate in the derby, and I'm glad that they slide in someone else from the Braves. I think it's a nice touch with, of course, the game being in Atlanta. So Matt Olson will get his crack tonight. And he's actually a guy who's been in it before. So he has done the home run derby, unlike most of these other guys that are in it. So he's going to know a little something here. Of course, the big dumper, Cal Raleigh, is your favorite tonight. Him and Cruz are pretty close, Scotty. You know, depending on where you shop, they're pretty much around the same price in the low 300s for Raleigh and O'Neill Cruz. The Cruz missile this evening. Then the Wood Doctor. We've got Byron Buxton from the Twins. Matt Olson, as we mentioned, Braves. Junior Caminero from the Tampa Bay Rays. Our boy Rooker from the A's. And Jazz Chisholm from the Yankees is now the clear long shot amongst all 8 guys.
Yeah, look, you know, at some level, for me, it comes down to youth and stamina. Like, this is about, like, who gets tired hitting all these home runs and then runs out of gas. I want Cruise Missile to win, but I have more faith in the Wood Doctor, Caminero, and Rooker. And I love Rooker at 10-1. I really do. I mean, this guy's young, and he can blast. And I think he's going to be in it. I certainly think Raleigh's going to be in it because he's laid the groundwork in the first half. The guy's hitting monster home runs. So I think it's, you know, for me, that those are the guys that are going to really make a difference. I don't believe in Olsen. Buxton, I know he hit for the cycle.
And, yeah, and he hit for the cycle indeed there, Scotty. So I'm pretty sure that I'm still with you. We might have just lost Scott there for a moment. Okay, good. Thank you, Luke. But yes, Buxton did just hit for the cycle. Another thing that you have to remember about this home run derby situation tonight is you've got to kind of dig a little deep on some of the outside things. And there's a lot of people who have put some good information out there about each of these eight guys in terms of things like, you know, the money aspect of it, what the prize is versus how much they make, the stamina aspect of it, which is something that Pharrell just mentioned before in terms of maybe some of the younger guys. Remember, this isn't 10 outs anymore. It's now done by how many swings can you get in X amount of time, and you hit those Goldilocks balls and they give you an extra 20 seconds or an extra 10 seconds. And then the other thing you have to factor in when it comes to looking at these guys is who's throwing to them. You know, we've had some years here watching this thing where maybe we weren't as seriously invested in it as we have in the past, where we're like, who is this guy pitching to him? Some guys bring their coaches who pitch to them all year long. Some guys bring family members or their dad or somebody that, you know, isn't constantly pitching to them. So, you know, keep that in mind tonight. When they start announcing who's the pitcher or who's going to be throwing the batting to them, that makes a big deal. You know, a lot of information's been put out there already. You know, Jazz Chisholm's bringing like his stepdad out there. You know, that's not somebody who probably on a regular basis throws to him. You know, you've got guys like, I believe it's Caminero and Buxton, who have coaches that are on the staff and throw to them every day. I think the Wood Doctor as well. So you got to try to factor some of those things in if you're going to get involved with the home run derby coming up later this evening. An NL player has won 7 of the last 10 home run derbies. Take that for what you will. I think when you look at it tonight, it's actually an uneven amount going into this year, which it is. There's 5 AL players and only 3 NL players that are going to be in it. As far as where I'm going to go, because of course we do dingers every single day here on Coast to Coast, you know that we're going to get some long balls for tonight in the home run derby. I've kind of centered myself around 2 main guys. Yes, we love the big dumper. I'm not taking a favorite. I love O'Neill Cruz. I know Scotty's going to be rooting for O'Neill Cruz. But I just him being one of the favorites is too much for me. So here's where I will go. I love the Wood Doctor. He's like the 3rd or 4th favorite right now. I got plus 475 this morning for him. I'm going to be going with James Wood. And on the longer shot side of things, I will go with Junior Caminero. You look at all the things like exit velo and all the stat freak stuff that they love. This guy hits the ball just as hard as O'Neill Cruz, maybe just a tick below him. And he is a young guy who I think is going to be able to take the stamina. He, from a money side of things, if you look at that, he'd make more tonight than he makes all year if he wins the home run derby. These things matter when you get into this situation. So I think Caminero is absolutely a guy that we want to go with. And you're getting him on the longer side of things at 12-1. So the Wood Doctor and Caminero will be my selections tonight for the home run derby. As Scotty will root for O'Neill Cruz, I'm pretty sure. He wants Cruz. He'd like to see the Cruz missile win, right, Scotty? But we take a little longer shot with Caminero as well at 12-1.
All right, so let me get this straight. So I just had like the entire world collapse on me in here, so I have no idea what happened. I mean, you have to explain this one to me, how I just evaporated into thin air. But tell me this. Give me those picks of yours again for the home run, because I already told you who I like.
Yeah. I'm going with the Wood Doctor and Caminero. So I've got James Wood and Junior Caminero. Those are the two that I'm going with this evening in the Home Run Derby. These are the guys that I've circled. I like their any kind of angle that you want to use to try to pick a Home Run Derby winner. Those are my guys.
Well, I'm with you. And then I added, you know, for me, Rooker and Cruz Missile. And I think Raleigh's going to have a say in it as well. So, I mean, yeah. Of all things, these guys can all rake. So who's going to be able to do it without getting tired is the key. And who's going to win that mill?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so here we go with props for these home run hitters tonight. You got a bunch of that action too, right?
I do. So there's a couple of secondary markets you could play tonight if you really want to go a little deeper. Player to hit the longest home run is one. O'Neill Cruz, of course, is the favorite there. He's hit some real moonshots this year. But there's probably some value down at the bottom with some of those guys with bigger numbers. You never know. All these guys can crank it, as you were saying before the break. So I know that Cruz and Wood got the, you know, they're the exit velo guys, but anybody can hit a deep shot at any time. Over under the amount of home runs in the night is 240.5. I mean, honestly, you know, you're throwing a dart with that one, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I think your guy Wood can hit a bomb, and I think those two guys are the choice. I think that we've seen them both hit these enormous shots and with the exit velocity, so I'd be willing to bet on either one of them, Cruz or Wood.
And I brought this up, too, while you were away before, and let me get your thoughts on this quickly. I was saying that it's very important also to kind of see who's pitching to these guys, because sometimes that makes a very big difference. There's been a lot of information that's been put out there about this today. You know, you got like Cal Raleigh, you know, he's got his dad coming in to pitch. I don't know how often his dad throws to him. Jazz has his stepdad coming in to pitch for him, whereas guys like Buxton and Wood have like coaches on the team who pitch to them all the time in batting practice doing it with them. You know, it sounds like it's not that big a deal. I agree. I think that, you know, I'm sure, listen, Cal Raleigh's dad, I'm sure, has been throwing to him all his life, but not in batting practice every day before the game when he's cranking
or in a stressful environment like this. This is pressure, stress, big time, television, millions of people watching. I'm sure, like, look, I've thrown out two first pitches, right? I did it in the Homer Dome, and I did it at Hard Rock. And both times I did it, I have to tell you, unequivocally, I was nervous, and I was very slick, sweaty hands when I got the ball. I was basically shaking in my boots. I don't know how some father can show up on national television in front of millions of people and just throw strikes to this kid. Now, I guess the proof's in the pudding. We'll see tonight. But I trust guys that do it every day at BP over some dad coming in to do it. I got to tell you, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and his brother's catching him. His 15-year-old brother's going to be behind
What's
the plate.
Next? The his dad's mom's throwing. In the outfield.
I'm just saying, there are some guys that are there for the moment and spending it with their family. And Cal Raleigh's been an absolute monster this year. He might go out and hit 70 home runs tonight. I'm not telling you he's not. But then I think there's other guys who are there for the money, and they want to win. Like, you know, I feel like, you know, telling you that the Caminero is going to make more tonight than he would in his entire contract this year if he wins, you know, I think that's going to take
only
it a little more seriously.
Money. Just one guy.
I think it's first and second. So it's $1 million, I think, for first, and the runner-up, I think, gets, 500,000. Making the finals is worth money to a lot. Now, Matt Olson makes $22 million this year. Does he care? You know, no. Listen, $1 million's $1 million. You can put a little extension on the house with $1 million, no matter how much money you make.
You can do more than that.
That's one thing, but
with $1 million.
Yeah, you could do a little more than that. You can get another house for the million. You can go buy yourself a little vacation house somewhere. So the money matters a lot at the end of the day. And this, don't forget the bling. They get bling too.
Did you see the
home run derby. Look at the bling they get. There it is, the champ.
Luke wears a chain like that when he goes to golf outings and weddings.
I'm sure we'll have to now watch after bashing him. Cal Raleigh put that on his 15-year-old brother who's catching tonight after he wins the home run derby.
Watch his dad throw every pitch a strike.
Well, listen, I know we've had years here the past couple of years screaming at guys we've bet. Who are these guys pitching to them? Can they throw them some strikes like that?
Honestly,
it makes a difference. Especially now that it's timed. When it wasn't timed and the guys could just take all the pitches till they got one they wanted, till there was 10 outs, that's a different. Now it's like, you got 2 minutes. If you're not throwing strikes, and
it's
like you
fault.
Said, if the dad's not throwing strikes, they're looking at that clock, they're looking at the number, he's only got 2 homers, his hand's getting sweaty, he's not used to it.
Do you think if his dad doesn't throw strikes tonight, he won't love him anymore?
Listen, he's having a pretty big year. I think he's going to be all right either way, whatever happens in the home run derby this evening. All right, there you go, baseball. Everybody loves the home run derby. All right, how about NBA Summer League? What's going on in that? Isn't there a game on now? They got that Houston.
There's
Atlanta.
Lightning bolts and you know, scary weather. I'm getting knocked off the air. There's violent storms, and I was watching the game.
49
until it went off. And I said to you earlier, I think in the break, I go, it's a pretty good game, Atlanta and Houston. And I see Udoka's there. The game's been pretty physical, too. One of the other things I've noticed about the Summer League that has stood out to me in the few days that it's been on in Vegas is the amount of bigs that are playing well. There's some really big guys like Kalkbrenner and others, 7-footers that are really getting good burn and playing well. You know, a lot of bigs coming into the league, 7-foot and above, like this guy, the big Tariff. It's very interesting to me to watch guys that are that big, if they can, you know, produce and get up and down the floor and how their footwork is and how they are when they get the rock and if they put it in the 10 or if they pass, what they can do. And the league's getting bigger.
League is getting bigger. We'll come back. I've got, believe it or not, 6 more Summer League games this evening. 6 games. All get going as soon as we get off at 6 o'clock East. So a ton of action. I'll give you some of the action from yesterday. And then I've even got a few other NBA news and notes as well.
Houston
when we come
up
back.
5 now, and they're still. Now, how about this game? 54-49, and there's still 2 minutes left before the half. So the game's high scoring as well.
Wow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so Summer League going on. A 5-point Houston lead with 1:19 left in the second in Vegas. And there's plenty of games the rest of the night.
There certainly is. Of course, we discussed earlier Cooper Flagg. He had 31 on Saturday. Really had a great game. Ton of boards as well. Dallas shuts him down, though, for the rest of the summer after that. So no more Cooper Flagg in Vegas for the Summer League crowd, similar to what, didn't the Spurs do this 2 years ago with Wembanyama?
Yeah.
They played him like 2 games, and then they shut him down after seeing him play well. Dylan Harper for the Spurs, who was, of course, the second pick in the draft, he had 16 points, 6 boards, 2 dimes, 2 steals, only played 17 minutes on Saturday for San Antonio. So a good start for Dylan Harper as well out in Vegas.
About time they shut him down, don't you think? You know, anyone
sure.
does anything successfully at the Summer League gets shut down. Send him over to the craps table.
We don't need that. Hawks beat the Suns by 18 yesterday. Pistons beat the Rockets. Celtics beat the Knicks. The Knicks have been as advertised. You said how awful their Summer League roster was last week before it started. I mean, they got smoked twice, right? I think they're 0-2 and they got hammered in both games so far. So good start for the Knicks. Raptors beat the Magic. Cavs beat the Heat. Wizards beat the Nets. So on and so on. Sarr had a good game for the for the Wizards, of course. Sarr had 16, 12, and 8. But the 8, Scotty, was 8 blocks that Sarr had in that game. He was all over
the place. Yeah, that's why I pointed it out to you. The guy has a massive double-double and then has 8 blocks. And I got to tell you, when I looked at him, when I was watching him play, he looked like a man against boys. Like, I was, like, watching this guy in his second year now. He looks like he's, you know, growing into this role. Like, he's added muscle, he's added weight, and he looks like a problem. I mean, he looked fantastic. He totally dominant.
Very dominant indeed. Good to see, of course, for them. All right, 6 more games tonight in the Summer League. Let's roll. First of all, 6 o'clock East, the Bulls and the Pacers will get going. This is now at -3.5 for Indiana. You've got the Hornets and the Mavs. That's at 6:30 East is when that game will tip. Hornets -7. Remember, no flag. He's finished there. And then the Celtics and the Heat will be an 8 o'clock East start. That's at the Cox Pavilion is when that one will go. -6.5 for the Celtics, Scotty.
Yeah, those numbers are gigantic to me. I like, you know, I actually like Dallas with the 7 against Charlotte. Charlotte's look good. Dallas hasn't been that bad. I know they don't have Cooper Flag, but I think it's too many points. Same thing in the Heat game. I like the Heat with that number, and then I like the Pacers laying because I think the Bulls have looked bad.
The night session, that's right. We got night games, 3 of them, in fact. 8:30 East at the Thomas and Hack. For the Jazz and the Spurs, so you get a little Dylan Harper there tonight, -3.5 for San Antonio. Suns and the Kings, 10 o'clock East at the Cox, -5.5 for Sacra Tomato. And the Clippers and the Lakers, the late night, just after 10:30 East at the Thomas and Mack, -2 for the Lakers.
Yeah, I like the Spurs laying the 3.5. The Jazz, I haven't won a game yet. I'll stick with San Antonio there. I like the I think the Suns will cover the 5.5. I think the Kings can win that game but won't cover the number. And the Lakers and Clippers, I'm on the Clippers here. I'll take the Clippers. They've looked good to me so far. The Lakers have looked decent. I'll take the team that's looked good. Give me the Clips and the 2 points.
Man, so you can settle in for that tonight after you ball. I mean, you got Lakers and Clippers.
That after I ball.
Late night, by then the home runs will be over. And that'll have
when I come home. Like I'm playing I play tonight in this Hoosiers gym. It's literally 110 degrees in this gym. No windows, no joke. It is, I'll lose 5 or 6 pounds. And when I come home, I'm completely lit for like 3 hours.
Do you get the tape measure out to measure the rim and make sure it's still 10 feet, just like every other gym?
You know, you're the only one that took the over in the dunk bet. Mafia and Luke both went under, and I measure every rim because people are trying to do shenanigans on me, trying to raise it up to like 10 3/4. Mafia's behind all of it. I know he is.
He probably is him behind all of it. I've got 1 or 2 other NBA things and then a whole bunch of other stuff, some football stuff, etc., before we get out of here. So very busy finish to coast.
It's crucial that we get everything in every day.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver High, as you know, I like to keep an update on the weather on the show. Torrential downpours and threatening rain and flash flooding going on in New York City. I have seen it all. Now I know why I was lightning bolted off of the air. I just saw the conditions outside, and it is torrential. It is pouring. And I mean to tell you, I mean, it's like 2 inches an hour. So the conditions are ripe for a takeover.
Yeah, I have not gotten any of that near me yet. We'll see if any of that changes.
Well, you did get the number one draft pick in the NHL.
We did get that out on Strong Island. Couple other NBA things. Of course, Michael Porter Jr. Will be leaving Denver and heading to Brooklyn. He's hanging out at the Vegas Summer League this weekend. with just an outstanding bucket hat, by the way. Here he is on his thoughts of heading to Brooklyn.
Like, probably pretty quick. I kind of flipped the script in my head pretty quick, honestly. I wasn't like a super, I'm not like a super like anxious guy or anything like that. So on the plane when I found out, I kind of just like, well, I'm traded and kind of just took a nap afterwards. I'm excited to be here though. You know, I love Denver. I love my time there. But I'm excited for this new chapter.
He got a ring.
I took a snooze.
And now he gets to ply his trade in New York City in Brooklyn. No sleep till. He's going to fill it up for the Nets. That's all there is to it. But I thought, you know, Cam Johnson did that as well. I do think that he's younger, Cam, but I think that I could be wrong. Michael Porter, to me, is a better player.
Yeah, I think so, too. And look, as long as he's bought in, which it clearly sounds like he is, after taking the nap, after finding out, he's going to be just fine.
Everybody loves him
in Brooklyn. And he loves he talked for a little while longer after that. He loves Jordy Fernandez, who of course is the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. Everybody loves Jordy.
Everybody loves Jordy.
Jason Tatum is reportedly he's a great recruiter. Speaking of great recruiting, Jason Tatum reportedly recruiting Dame time to join the Celtics. How about that? Would you want to see Dame time? Well, first of all, he's recruiting him to play there. Aren't both these guys going to be out all next year? I guess he's doing it for the year after that, Tatum?
Yeah, listen, I don't care where Dame time goes, to be honest with you. And if he ends up there, I would say go figure. But listen, is he any different? Like, I think he's definitely a scoring machine and all of that, but nothing else. And to me, Holiday plays fantastic defense. And the difference for me is that, you know, Holiday was never there to be a scorer. And Dame Time's is a ball hog. All he does is shoot. That's all he does. And he's got Brown and Tatum there. Good luck. They got rid of the wrong guy. They let that guy Holiday go, and what does he do? He won a title in Milwaukee. He won a title in Boston. He wins titles. You know why? Because he plays superb defensively, and I think that's the mistake. I don't think Lillard plays defense.
Yeah, he doesn't. He plays no defense whatsoever anymore. Dame time. Cole Anthony agrees to a buyout with Memphis. Remember, he was traded there. Of course, in the Bane trade a couple weeks ago, he does plan on signing with Milwaukee. Who hasn't? What middle-level guy hasn't signed with the Bucks this year? That's going to be some roster they're putting together.
Yeah, but they brought back the exact same team of a bunch of hacks that didn't get it done to begin with. And how about this one? And this one tops the cake. So they're going to keep Giannis there by bringing his hack-ass, crappy brother back to play for him. Remember, he had the two brothers that played for him? They're bringing back one of the hacks to the Bucks and giving him a contract. So they told him, we'll sign your brother if you play with us again. Like, his brother sucks so bad he should be playing with me.
The brother is a complete hack.
Oh, my God. You talk about a wasted roster spot.
And finally, for the hoops, Fred VanVleet elected the new president of the NBA Players Association as he replaces C.J. McCollum, whose term is out. VanVleet going to be the guy behind the scenes for the NBA players.
Your boy Wright Said Fred.
Yeah, Wright Said Fred taking over. Congratulations to him. All right, there you go with the NBA. Lots of summer league action.
Very
and whatnot
exciting.
Moving forward. How about some golf for you? Because this is actually a big week.
Oh, big week.
It's your favorite major.
Barnum.
The Open Championship, which of course will be at Royal Portrush this week. Northern Ireland. Of course, the last time we were there, the Irish Bear won, which we will get
That's
to
right.
in a moment. I want to tell you about a few things from this past weekend. How about the Scottish Open, which, of course, yesterday morning. And the winner, believe it or not, Chris got her up and get him down. One of our guys, we didn't have him, of course, a New Jersey guy, went to Rutgers.
Whoa.
And he wins the Scottish Open. We always like to see Jersey guys doing well, Scotty. Biggest win of his career by far. Staring down Rory the entire back nine and getting it done. Great win for got her up.
Yeah, and Rory blaming the greens for his failure.
Yep. The mics caught Rory talking about the Shaq quality greens that were at the Renaissance Club yesterday during the fourth round. Well, you got to remember something. If Rory loses, there's got to be somebody or something that gets the blame. It's not him. It's something else that happened.
Sabalenka, she blames everybody but herself.
Yeah, but she really needs to start blaming herself. As far as Liv goes, they, of course, were at Valderrama in Spain, Liv Andalusia. We had Jon Rahm. It looked like Rahm was going to get it done, but Taylor Gooch.
The Gucci Mama.
With a scorching final round to win at Liv Andalusia. And finally, in the Jabroni tournament, the ISCO, we had some guys early in the day, but William the Cat's Meow ends up winning the ISCO. Mouse Tongue. Meow Mix, as the Prime Minister calls him, Meow Mix, wins the ISCO. As we lost, we had Chris Ventura, golf detective, who was in the mix on the front nine and then proceeded to shoot 10 over the last 12 holes.
Fail.
So we lost Chris Ventura during that stretch. We mentioned that we're going to Royal Portrush, and we have you lots of golf this week on C2C. We have the special that will air the next couple days, and even on our show, we'll hear from some of the golfers. I know Rory and the Irish Bear talked today. Scottie Scheffler and Rory are the favorites heading into this week. Remember, this is a hometown gig for Rory. He's a Northern Ireland guy. He missed the cut at Portrush last time they were here in 19. So this one's been circled on his calendar for a long time.
Well, I mean, can he handle the stress of playing at home and playing in front of all those lunatics in Northern Ireland? I don't know. I got to tell you, I like the Irish Bear more than I like him. I've already seen this guy get it done last time, so he's not even on that board right there. And I got to tell you another thing. I'm not interested in Fleetwood Mac here. And I got to tell you, I like the Europeans in these things, even though everyone runs to the American Scheffler and whatever. And the way Rahm played at the Liv, he played great for the most part. I think he looks ready as well, don't you?
I like Jon Rahm a lot this week. He will be on my card on Wednesday when we do all the picks. And Irish Bear is 33-1 right now. He's just underneath that board that you saw there. I always play the Irish Bear, so he's going to be there for me too.
Could he possibly do it? Is there too much stress? These guys don't repeat at the British.
It's very tough, especially, you're going back to a track where you won. Remember, that's the last time he won solo. His other win was in the team event with Rory since then. So a lot of memories for him there. We'll see if he can get it done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Houston's opened it up on Atlanta, 70-55 with seven left in the third in the Summer League in Sin City. The Jets are spending money today.
They certainly are. You're talking about opening up the vault for wide receiver Garrett Wilson. Of course, he was going into last year of his deal. 4 years, $130 million extension, $90 million guaranteed.
Wow.
Garrett Wilson, big money for him. Big money.
Well, I guess we know who Justin Fields is going to be throwing to.
I hope so. I certainly hope you're going to throw to him when you pay him that kind of money. But it's tough. I know the numbers maybe aren't as comparable with other guys who have money like that, but I guess you could say, well, he hasn't had great quarterbacks throwing him either. I know Rodgers last year, but he's an old man. We'll see. Fields is going to have to give him the rock. When you're getting that type of scratch, you got to produce. So congratulations to Garrett Wilson. Lots of money coming his way.
He's a good guy. Everyone loves that kid. Like I told you, he's done all kinds of stuff with high school quarterbacks, and he's gone out to these high schools and, slung the ball with all kinds of kids. I think he's a good guy.
And they still got to pay Sauce, too, right? Sauce Gardner still has to get paid. Both of those guys were drafted the
greatest
same year.
Greatest player in the history of the league, Sauce
he's
Gardner.
He's untouchable. He's no doubt. 49ers player. Wide receiver Juwan Jennings wants a new deal, or he wants to be traded. He's scheduled to earn $7.5 million in the final year of his deal. I know he had some catches for them last year, but I don't know. Does he matter that much that he should be demanding like a trade or a new
deal? They should trade him. And I'll tell you one thing. Yeah. He's probably sitting around tonight stirring over Wilson's deal because he's not getting that kind of money either.
I don't know. That seemed a little off for me. Juwan Jennings asking for a trade. Okay. Sure, Juwan. Okay. Here's another head scratcher for you. The Bears give GM Ryan Poles an extension that keeps him as the GM through 2029. I mean, okay, I guess. Yeah.
He's
I don't
done
know.
A great job of, losing.
He's done a great job at that. Can we see if Caleb Williams actually works first before, or the Ben Johnson hire works, or any?
I'll give you this. They got they fixed their front. They fixed their offensive line. I'll give them that much. Allegedly, they're going to have this great offensive line. That means they should have a big year out of Caleb, and they should have a big rushing year as well. If they're so dominant up front, let's see it. Now, what are they? 8.5 again? The number on wins. Yeah. And usually they certainly haven't sniffed that in a while.
No, they have not. Under for me, for the Bears. I'm not a believer yet in them. Ravens tight end Mark Andrews says he had to, quote, eat a lot of Shaq after the Ravens playoff loss to the Bills. That's because he cost them the game. That's why.
That's it.
You cost him the game. He dropped the ball in the end zone. He had the fumble in the fourth quarter. Yeah. The guy had an awful, awful fourth quarter. Of course, he's going to have to do that. I'm surprised they didn't get rid of him, honestly.
That's what happens in the big boy league. You get blamed. Yeah. When you cost them the game, you get blamed. Yep. And it goes on. It has literally gone on for the entire offseason. Like, it sounds to me like it's definitely gotten to his head.
Yep, it certainly has. And last football note for you, Ndamukong Suh hasn't played the last couple of years since 2022, but now he officially has hung it up. Officially retires from the NFL at 38 years old.
3 years ago.
Right. But I guess the phone was still open, he said. He hung it up. He hasn't played in 3 years, but the phone was open and nobody really...
I swear to God, I didn't even remember that he quit playing. That's how little I care.
I didn't either. One other football note I'll give you now because this sets you up for tomorrow. Another week of talking season in college football.
Whoa.
This week it is the SEC.
Whoa.
I saw Brian Kelly talk today and Lane Kiffin and, of course, Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC. So we will do all of that tomorrow on Coast to Coast. We'll hear from all of them talking season in college football. Very exciting as they're in
Very
Atlanta
exciting.
This week. But they need a whole week, the SEC, because they have 100 teams. Like, the Big 12 jammed it all out in 2 days. They got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Just they stretch it out.
Do they have a specific Nick Saban day, even though he's not in the SEC anymore? Do they have a specific day for him to?
It's actually the greatest thing for the SEC because now that he's not a head coach anymore and he's like a TV guy, he's there every day. It used to be he was only there the day that Alabama was there.
Oh, yeah. Now he's 5 days.
All day, every day at the SEC Media Week. So it's
what
just
a luxury.
All the Saban you can handle there. The tennis from the weekend. Yannick Sinner beat Alcaraz to win the men's Wimbledon title. Second major win of 2025. Of course, he won the Aussie as well. He's the first Italian to win Wimbledon.
Did you like that bet at +2 bills? Because he never beats Alcaraz. He lost 5 straight to him, and I bet Sinner. I told you Friday, give me Sinner at 2 bills, and it hit.
Yeah. As far as on the ladies' side, we were no good for the American. Anisimova,
that was the worst.
She got smashed by Swiatek.
Oh, no,
I mean, smashed 6-0, 6-0. Just a
I
complete
felt bad
run out
for that girl. She got raked 0-0. Was the worst final I've ever seen anyone perform in my life in tennis.
How did you like the performance by PSG at MetLife yesterday against
Chelsea?
That
was worse than the girl in the tennis. I couldn't fathom that I watched that game. I sat in, strapped in for that game. I was all excited, and I laid 120. I had PSG. And then Palmer twice, it was over. They had a 3-0 lead at the break, and the game was over. I was done watching.
Unbelievable, right? I couldn't believe it. That I didn't even get to turn it on. I saw it was 2-0 in the blink of an eye. I said, this is finished.
Haircut of that guy, Palmer, that is. And they actually run funny commercials about it. Have you ever seen it? Like, they do the whole bit about this guy's hairdo. Like, his haircut is way worse than Mark Davis's. That guy Palmer's got the worst haircut I've ever seen in my life for anyone.
Caitlin Clark, the fastest player in WNBA history to reach 200 points, 100 dimes. I think you already showed the Kobe's with Coach earlier, right?
The Cookie Monsters, there they are.
The Cookie Monster Kobe's.
I need those. What is happening here? My birthday's coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, everybody loves leftovers.
Everybody does love leftovers. We got a lot of things to get to today. Connor Stallions.
Your boy.
God, this guy just never goes away. Like,
never.
When does it end with this Connor Stallions? I guess he was talking more about the sign-stealing scandal.
Yep.
Says he knew every single signal for 7 games that Michigan played in those 20, I guess it was 21 and 22 seasons. He knew 7 games, every single call that the other team made. He knew what they were doing in them.
Well,
good for
I mean,
you.
Fair enough, but like at some level, if you really think about it, I mean, I know this is painful and it won't end, and it's just just the gift that keeps on giving, and we don't want it. But the reality of it is, think about that. Think about that for a second. He knew every single play that the other team was going to call in like more than half of their games. He knew every single call. Every play that they were going to run, that really is, when you think about it, amazing. That is amazing to me.
On the brighter side for the University of Michigan, they became the first school ever to have first-round draft picks in the same year for football, basketball, hockey, and baseball after last night's MLB draft. The first-round pick in all 4 sports in the same year. Nice job by Michigan. The NHL season will open up on October the 7th.
Are you ready?
Florida Panthers. Can't wait.
Friday at 2, you got the hockey show. You can talk about the 3 games on the 7th, and if you could just spread it out perfectly, it might carry the whole show.
NHL season will open October the 7th. Florida will raise the banner against the Chicago Blackhawks. That is a opening night triple header. The middle game will be Mike Sullivan's first game against the Penguins. They're going to shove this down your throat. The first night of the season, Penguins, Rangers, and Mike Sullivan facing his old team. So.
You know, you would think the Rangers would be better than the Penguins, but are they, is the question.
I mean, it's a good question.
They just got done firing their coach, and they stunk too. They had their worst home record in like 30 years.
Yep,
they were awful.
They did. But the good news is the Penguins made a trade over the weekend. They got from Vancouver AHL Calder Cup MVP, the goalie, Arturis Silovas. He will come in for Chase Stillman in a 4th-round pick in 27. Can't be that bad if he was the MVP of the Calder Cup. Young goalie. I mean, who knows?
I mean,
might be good.
The kid can play, and let's see if they screw him up or not. I mean, bottom line is, they don't have a goalie. Now they do. So let's see what they do to screw him up.
Shakur Stevenson beat up some tomato can William Zepeda by unanimous decision.
Who in their right mind knew that Shakur Stevenson was fighting Saturday?
We didn't mention
that's
it Friday.
What's wrong with boxing? It's so bad that you don't even know when a good fighter's fighting.
And it was in Flushing at the tennis center, right? At the Louis Armstrong. They fought at the tennis center fight.
I did not know that.
That's where they fought, the Louis Armstrong over there. Now, this next story I've already seen an update to. Uno being added as a table game at the casinos in Las Vegas. Not true. They're not adding Uno as a table game. There's some kind of promotion where they're going to, I guess one spot is doing an Uno thing. There is not going to be playing Uno for money in
Vegas.
Do
you think they should play Uno for money in Las Vegas?
Well, it could be like,
is it a trial?
Maybe they should. They should, and they should expand it to
you
really crazy stuff.
Uno when you were a kid? Did you play Uno?
I think the kids still play it. I think that they still have
all the cool kids play Uno.
All right. Today's he's having a bad day portion of leftovers. We have three entrants today, believe it or not. First out, Teddy Bridgewater, suspended from his high school that he coaches at in Florida for paying for players' Uber rides. He's not allowed to do that. Teddy Bridgewater going to be suspended from his high school where he coaches the football.
What is the problem?
Can't pay for the Uber rides.
Why is that Browns, a problem?
Browns rookie running back Quinshon Judkins arrested on domestic violence and battery charge in Fort Lauderdale on Saturday. Not a good weekend for Quinshon.
Not a good scene beating up
chicks. Auburn Hoops player Tahid Pettiford arrested on DUI charges over the weekend. Not a good weekend for him either. Not a good weekend.
But somebody had a good weekend, your boy. Christian McCaffrey and Olivia Culpo had their first child. Very exciting.
Congrats.
How about your boy, Klay Thompson, allegedly dating Megan Thee Stallion? He's got it all going on with that hookup. Front Office Sports Today, then GTD, then In Game Live, then Sports Rage. Carver and Lisi at 8 on Sports Grid Radio. Get my app, search for Elitch Mattis. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 on Touchdown.